With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Senate Ag and Water Committee got an earful last week when a tribal attorney and a Department of Ecology official warned them not to overturn control of water policy from decisions made by the state Supreme Court.
I'm very concerned about the three decisions, the Swinomish, the Foster or Yelm decision, and now the Hearst decision. Is that pretty well stops all home construction, essentially economic development in rural Washington, and it's not just eastern Washington, but rural Washington. And I am concerned that if we don't try to find solutions, then we're not doing our job. And I think my comment in the hearing was something to the effect that we might as well adjourn sine die and let the black robes do it all.
I asked Sunnyside Senator Jim Huntingford if this amounted to nothing but overregulation.
I don't know if I'd call it overregulation, but the fact that they take away tools that the Department of Ecology could use to provide, I think, a better distribution of water.
Huntingford says there are better ways, like the agreement reached last week between the Lummi Nation and Whatcom dairy farmers, to clean up the Nooksack River Basin.
Well, that's, to me, that's the American way of doing things, to sit down with your neighbors and try to come to solutions that both are beneficial. And that's apparently what they've done up there.
We'll tell you about Huntingford's bill to address the matter on Monday.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.